How we support blind veterans in their homes. The vast majority of members live active and independent lives in their own homes and in the communities they know. This is thanks to the work of our regional welfare officers and rehabilitation officers. I'm happier in my own home now. I've got things I can do here. Small things mean a lot. Colin Frampton, member of Blind Veterans UK. Colin lives with his wife Shirley, and with the help of our welfare and estate staff, their house in Winchester has been modified. Equipment such as a stairlift gives Colin greater mobility, while in the kitchen he uses a talking microwave and scales to help prepare meals and snacks. To compensate for all his cooking, an exercise machine ensures that Colin gets a daily workout. Blind Veterans UK helps in just about every way. For example, our welfare officers advise on many aspects of members' lives, from employment and training opportunities to liaising with local authorities and other statutory agencies about issues such as grants and benefits. In addition to maintaining properties provided for members, our estate team helps to adapt members' own properties so they can continue to live at home. This deep level of understanding about what is important to our members is typical of all Blind Veterans UK staff, including our specially trained rehabilitation officers. They run individually tailored courses covering orientation and mobility, independent living skills, and communications. We also have dedicated art and craft instructors and IT instructors. At Blind Veterans UK, the potential for learning goes well beyond the essential skills needed by people who are vision impaired. Mobility is crucial to being independent. With the right advice and training in the use of the long cane or other mobility aids, members learn to find their way around confidently. Mobility training covers all kinds of situations, from moving about the house to much longer journeys such as travelling to work or to visit family and friends. Relatives and carers are also offered support and training on the best way to guide someone who is vision impaired.